What's up everyone, it's Endymion, and today I have a video that I hope is a more positive one that paints the power of community, and how this culture war is absolutely not over by a long shot, and how weirdos over at Twitter have rallied to destroy one YouTuber in particular. Also, due to the nature of this video, I don't really know what to use as appropriate footage, so I'm just gonna put video games I've played. Alright, anyway. In case you have no idea what the hell I'm talking about, Nerdrotic is a big player within the pop culture space. He's had a lot of influence over the state of YouTube content creation, and I personally consider him to be one of the reasons that my channel exists to begin with. Anyway, recently, Marvel's Echo came out, and I don't need to tell you that the show is liquid dog crap in every way. And Nerdrotic ended up making his own video about the show as well. And now, due to this video that he's made, users who don't agree with him are calling for him to not only be deplatformed, but they are issuing death threats and potential pushes to dox his home address. I should say first that the attacks people make against others like this is never okay. And it's usually just a sobering reflection of who these users are as opposed to who they are rallying against. Pushing the idea to end someone's life because you don't agree with them is never okay, no matter the circumstances. And I've been a big advocate that you should never push to silence your critics, but simply use your ability of free speech to combat their own. And through logic and reasoning, you can deconstruct and showcase how pathetic these people's worldviews are. Going from 0 to 100 as soon as someone disagrees with you proves only that you're a mentally unhinged weirdo with no prospects or future aspirations in your life. You're welcome to criticize people all you want, but advocating for someone to end their life or visit where they live is crossing a line that nobody, as far as I know within the pop culture space that I inhabit, has done themselves. Like for example, I don't think Kathleen Kennedy runs Star Wars very well at all. But I don't think the solution would be to hire a hitman or visit her home in the middle of the night or something. The better alternative is to, like I said, deconstruct and criticize her ideological standpoints to prove why they aren't working, and then allowing others who listen to use their own free will and judgments to come to their own conclusions. I would confidently state that anyone within the space I'm in, from YouTubers like Neurotic or Yellow Flash or even Critical Drinker, who some of these people also targeted, as I'll show examples in this video soon, none of these people have advocated to end someone's life or resorted to something like doxing. As well as I think a lot of weirdos can seem to correlate the difference between criticisms and jokes against what is actually considered a death threat. What's happening to Nerdrotic and others is very similar to what happened to comedians like Dave Chappelle. In case you don't know, Dave Chappelle has made jokes at the expense of the trans community. And this has led to boycotts of actual Netflix employees protesting that Chappelle be removed from the service, as well as actual death threats being called online demanding Dave's head. But the reality is that what Dave said is simply what it's always been, which is that these are jokes. And Dave has made jokes about all kinds of people from different walks of life. He's made fun of famous singers who are also black. Like, remember his Rick James joke about what did the five fingers say to the face? Or when he played a blind black man who believed he was white and was insanely racist to other black people. Sure, these jokes or skits will offend people, but the ultimate goal of his work is to simply poke fun at everyone equally. And that what he says isn't serious, but simply just him making jokes. And how the trans community attempted to dogpile Dave Chappelle to no avail is sort of how I look at these weirdos attacking Nerdrotic as well. Because he made fun of a show about a Native American woman who's also deaf and is also missing a leg, who stars in a show where she echoes her ancestors to pandering degrees to fight old white men. Echo is a goddamn mess, and Nerdrotic isn't alone in that opinion either. Then, for example, you have users like this posting things like Homelander shooting an assault rifle while advocating for Nerdrotic to be taken out. Or this user, who openly states that they will go to where Nerdrotic lives in order to make him answer for his video about a TV show that these users like. It's not only unhinged, but ridiculous as well. Or this user who said, "Yeah, I'm beyond over this guy, he's a rotten human being, and I credit him for fostering a lot of the nastiness in nerd culture. Comic book, movie, Twitter, I've seen y'all cancel people for smaller things. When are we getting together to take this guy down?" This one reply specifically really irked me because it shows how fragile and pathetic these online spaces really are. The fact you want to cancel someone, which usually means you want their livelihood to be removed and for them to be deplatformed, is so beyond stupid it's ridiculous. And it's not for any other real tangible reason, but simply because you disagree with someone's content or opinion. That's not a realistic or meaningful reason as to why someone must lose their livelihood and be removed from a website. Because if it were, then every single person across the board would be deplatformed constantly because nobody ever agrees 100% with anyone else. But these spaces, like comic book movie Twitter for example, are spaces I feel as if I don't belong in myself. Because these weirdos are pathetic, and like the woke virus, they believe nobody should have a voice or opinion unless it aligns with their own 100% in every way. In many such cases, like this person stated and others, these people don't like Nerdrotic or other YouTubers like him, simply because their existence challenges their own and because these ideas, which clearly differ from what they believe, are things they perceive as threats against their own echo chambers. And like I've said many times, if the only way you can be included within a space is if you agree with every opinion within it 100%, then you're not in a group or community, you're in an echo chamber. I would be cancelled by these weirdos the same way as Nerdrotic is because I don't accept the current state of comic book or pop culture entertainment. It's not only because I don't agree with their progressive, oftentimes annoying messages, but because the actual quality of the content being made is terrible, and I think everyone regardless of political stance or viewpoints deserves more. What these people don't seem to realize is that YouTubers like Nerdrotic, Drinker, Yellowflash, Mahler, myself, Desparu, and others are doing, we're not trying to split the fanbase or destroy it. What we're doing is shining a spotlight on the ugly parts behind the things being made in order to prove to people that what they're consuming is not worthy of their support or money. Everyone works hard for their money. I'm sure many of you watching this are likely at work right now or are probably tired because you just worked a long shift. Maybe you're at home eating. Regardless, whoever you are, you deserve quality content. You deserve to have your time rewarded and your loyalties to franchises, whether it's Marvel, DC, or whatever else, to be equal to the support you give those companies. But the truth is that the quality of content today has never been more sporadic and inconsistent. Take Echo, for example, who used Daredevil's 98 seconds of screen time like crazy in order to promote itself. And the show even falsely advertised itself as a gritty crime drama, when most of the show is people standing in shops or homes talking and the show only has 3 actual fight sequences in it. Echo is the epitome of a show that does not reward the time or loyalty of its viewers, and it cleverly masks its inconsistencies and biases behind the mask of virtueness. So if anyone calls out its faults, then Echo's defenders can rise up like the echo chamber they are in order to defend it. Then you have users like this saying that Nerdrotic and Drinker, for example, represent some self-imposed trinity of problematic viewpoints in this particular user's eyes. But it's all bullshit. All this post proves is that this user is in an echo chamber, and that they're virtue signaling on a public platform so that other cultists in their community don't excommunicate them for thinking differently. I've spoken with Drinker. He's a nice guy. He's actually really understanding and he makes a lot of good points. People like him or Nerdrotic don't magically just amass well over a million subscribers on a platform as competitive as YouTube out of nowhere. These sorts of people get the views they do because they are very clearly speaking to a demographic that feels as if their thoughts and concerns aren't being highlighted in traditional mainstream media, which yes, they absolutely aren't, by the way. You won't see mainstream news sources like IGN or televised programs like Entertainment Tonight telling you what they didn't like about Echo or the latest slop coming out of things like Star Wars. Because these places are in bed with those companies and they're forbidden from speaking out against them. Without people like Nerdrotic, Drinker, myself and others, there is no tangible or truthful source where concerns and criticisms can be realistically said or conveyed without fear of retribution. And what these people advocate for against Nerdrotic is not only insane but pathetic as well. Then, of course, there was this narrative going around that someone had leaked Nerdrotic's address, and they publicly posted the address, zip code, and everything else on Twitter. However, the location they posted said Nerdrotic lives in California, which he doesn't, by the way. He used to, yeah, so maybe that location they leaked was his previous address, probably. But the reality is that what was leaked, thankfully, was out-of-date information. However, it's still nonetheless problematic anyway. Because wherever that attempted doxing location says exactly is still obviously a very real place in California. And the reason why it's still a problem is because it's very likely wherever that location is where Neurotic may or may not have lived in at some point, he likely has someone else living there now who bought the house or is renting it or whatever, who knows. The point is that doxing, no matter what, is one of the scummiest and most pathetic gotchas someone can do on the internet still. And let's just say that hypothetically one of these weirdos who lives in California does see that alleged leak address and it turns out that they live nearby or something. Why it's still an issue is because what happens if that person is insane enough to actually go to that address and look for Neurotic? And again, he doesn't live in California anymore anyway, so if someone who's unhinged shows up to that property looking for him ends up finding some other random normal family living in that house, what happens then? A really bad situation could happen where some hateful idiot attacks a random family who has nothing to do with any of this, all because some dumbass on Twitter posted a random location claiming that it's where a YouTuber lives that they don't like. You see what I mean? It doesn't take much for false narratives and virtue signaling to lead to unnecessary and very real consequences. If there is anyone out there watching this who saw that alleged address and is actually considering going there, hopefully my reasoning has shown you that you're not going to find what you're looking for anyway. And maybe the person who lives there now really likes using guns or something. And you could just end up waltzing into someone's private property looking to get your gotcha, only to get met with yourself getting lit up like a Christmas tree with bullets instead. The point still stands that please don't ever visit people's homes. I don't care who it is or what level of fame they have, everyone, even people you disagree with, have their right to their own privacy and personal boundaries. I will never advocate for physical violence against anyone I disagree with, and I would never send anyone who watches my content into some sort of hate mob to attack others I don't like. Unfortunately, there was one YouTuber who honestly I didn't even know existed until I made this video, who has advocated for the deplatforming of Neurotic. And they've even gone as far as to post community notes trying to rally up their subscribers into a hate mob. This YouTuber's name is Doomblazer, and from the looks of it, he's got quite a few subscribers himself, and he posts content like reactions mostly. Doomblazer said on their YouTube community page, "The fact that this freak is almost at 1 million subscribers proves humanity is doomed. I've seen the comic book fandom cancel people who deserve it. Why can't we do it for this guy?" First of all, Doomblazer, shame on you for advocating for another YouTuber to get deplatformed. You know as well as I do that if you got deplatformed, you would be shattered and scrambling to pick up the pieces. How can you, as someone who also makes content, push to have another YouTuber ruined because you don't agree with them? Also, by the way, Doomblazer doubled down on YouTube no less where he said this. "Why do we give pathetic racist losers like him a platform? This just proves that not only does Doomblazer push for people to lose their YouTube partnership if they don't agree with him, but he's very clearly rallying his users to attack or push YouTube to take action. Which isn't just against the terms of service, but it's also just scummy. Also, I find it funny when one of his subscribers said this. Doesn't it get tiring for him to make the same kind of content every single day? Funny you say that, Sean, Mikhail, or Michael, as you unironically are subscribed to a guy who makes reaction videos to pop culture trailers. Doomblazer is clearly so lazy he doesn't even bother to come up with anything original or do any research himself when he makes stuff. The guy just plays a trailer, hits record, and makes a surprised face every once in a while. And based on his views per video against his subscriber count, it's clear that most of his viewers are either not engaging with his content, or they just forgot that he existed. Cause based on those numbers, that means like around maybe 5% of his viewer base actually tunes into every upload. Anyway, maybe Doomblazer should just not speak on things he knows nothing about, and just continue to make surprise faces whenever the newest Marvel slop comes falling out of Disney's butthole. But the point still stands that it's never okay to try to rally up your subscribers to attack another YouTuber. It's pathetic, it's wrong, it's boring, but Doomblazer's content looks pretty boring to begin with, so that seems pretty on brand for him anyways. And it's not just Neurotic. Hell, I can type my own name on Google and simply go to Reddit to find threads of people who hate me too. Which I won't give too much time to or read, mostly because it seems like most people who hate my content come from a certain place on Reddit that is known for just being hate-mongering 24/7. But I found this one post about myself that kind of shows you what I mean, where some user said that I need to be deplatformed because I defended Az from Heel vs. Babyface when the whole Starfield pronoun thing happened. According to this person, Endymion TV is a white supremacist moron who abandoned the knowledge and the lore of Elden Ring fallen to the right-wing rabbit hole. I have to assume that this person's first language is in English based on how that was typed and things having capitals where they don't need to. If English isn't their first language, though, they still managed to convey what they wanted to say, so good on them regardless. Anyway, saying that I'm a white supremacist because I defended someone like Az is pretty far-reaching. I mean, come on. Az was right when he said that Starfield's pronouns nonsense was terrible. And it's clear that as time has gone on, that game's legacy is being less and less remembered for anything positive or interesting. And I should remind people that when Az got attacked by pretty much the entire internet for the Starfield pronoun thing, people were out there doxing his real name and everything too. Cause again, when push comes to shove, these sorts of circles always end up revealing their true selves. And what's the point, right? Why try to dox Az exactly? Cause he doesn't like your space game that wasn't nominated for anything at the Game Awards? That didn't win Game of the Year and has largely negative reviews from paying customers on Steam? It's almost as if he was right in the end or something. But that's not the point, is it? The point is that he criticized something that these people didn't agree with. And like Echo with Nerdrotic, they tried to dogpile on him too, and it's stupid, because all Az did was say what he thought, and then the internet responded. But like I said, these people's masks fall off, and their truly evil sides come out when they think they smell blood. And like that other guy on Reddit said, I'm a white supremacist apparently, because I think pronouns in a game being an option is stupid. I don't know how you correlate that with white supremacy, because what you're saying is that if someone wants common sense to be paramount in their media, it's somehow white people based? That doesn't make any sense. Not to mention, by saying what you said, you're saying that every other kind of person out there who isn't white is universally okay with and must accept things like pronouns in Starfield, or what? They too are white supremacists now? You see how easy it is to flip the logic around and make it really stupid and prove how flimsy it all really is? Am I some racist because I think pronouns in a game are dumb, or could I maybe just be someone who's giving their opinion on something? And I think game studios are pandering way too much these days? And this is what I'm saying, you can't appease everyone no matter what, so there's no point in even trying to begin with. Of course the tweets keep coming, like this user saying Nerdrotic needs to be deplatformed because they don't agree with them, or this user who posted Luffy from One Piece smiling while writing YouTuber Nerdrotic has been found D, which obviously they mean dead. Implying that it would please them to hear that someone they disagree with has been killed. You see what I mean when I say these sorts of circles of the internet, in this case comic book movie Twitter, end up revealing how disgusting and morbid they are whenever it comes to things like this? I guarantee you that all of these people would tell you that their side is respectful and welcoming of others. Yet clearly by these examples, they've only proven how gross and poisonous their little side of the internet really is. You can't harbor a welcoming community while also advocating to dox or end people's lives because you disagree with them. Shame on everyone who dogpiled on Nerdrotic like this. It's not only pathetic, it's really sad too. Then there's the tweet that I first saw about all of this, where the user just flat out says we, as in the community, need to end Nerdrotic already. And of course, if you look at their username, it's baffling because they got Free Palestine in their username. So we have a virtue signaling activist who wants people to be free, but also wants people they disagree with to be ended as well. Very cool. And of course, they have pronouns in their bio, because like clockwork, that's always the case. In terms of taking this person seriously, I look to what Zuby once said, if someone has their pronouns listed in their Twitter bio, you can confidently assume that nothing they have to say is worth listening to, and I absolutely agree with that. What we're seeing here ultimately is an entire community of weirdo comic book and pop culture fans becoming insanely cult-like overnight, and it proves to me anyway that this culture war is something that will continue to rage on for years to come. Because you deserve quality entertainment, and you deserve to have your time and money rewarded with things that justify the price that they ask for. Whether it's video games, movies, TV, comic books as well, all of these sectors of entertainment are being infiltrated and ruined by activists. And the sobering truth here, at least, is that whenever you disagree with them or they see a small crack in your armor, they will absolutely show their true selves the moment the opportunity presents itself. And I think more than anything, that's what I take away from all of this. A lot of people online are deranged and genuinely crazy, and it's mostly because they get to hide behind an anonymous username or profile picture, and believe that they can say anything without fear of retaliation. And it's because of this anonymity and the narratives they've fed on a daily basis that leads them to advocate for normal people to be deplatformed, or even worse, simply because they offended a show they were told they have to like, or their mutuals will also advocate for their deplatformation as well. So in case any weirdos are watching this, I just want you to ask yourself something. The things you believe, or the narratives you push, how often do you say those things out of genuine free will? And how much of it do you say simply because you know deep down it's what you need to say, or you'll face some form of excommunication? And if you seem to realize in this moment that the majority of what you're saying or doing is simply so others accept you, surprise! You're probably living in an echo chamber and you should probably work on thinking for yourself for once. As for Nerdrotic Drinker and others, I stand with them. I believe nobody should be attacked or threatened with violence for simply having an opinion themselves. And like I said, you're free to criticize them or myself all you want, but as soon as you cross that line into physical violence or advocating for deplatforming, you instantly lose all credibility and your opinion is null in my eyes. We all have free speech for a reason. Even if you don't agree with how someone else exercises their use of it, it is within your right to combat their ideas with your own. But never, and I implore any regular viewer of my content, or if this is your first time, never stoop down to their level. Because that's what these people want. They want to break you. They want you to say something you'll regret or threaten harm on others so they can use that against you. This nonsense needs to stop, and I implore everyone watching to think before they speak. Because if you don't, you'll end up like one of these unfortunate souls getting clowned on in a video like this. And Nerdrotic did nothing wrong. It's the same thing when people try to attack him for the taco joke when it came to Blue Beetle. These are jokes, people. Saying something like off the reservation in an Echo video is not racist. Neither is saying that we need to talk about it when it comes to Blue Beetle. And I guarantee you these same people who get offended by this stuff laugh their asses off when someone makes an equally insensitive joke in their eyes towards someone they don't like either. It's rules for thee but not for me, and it's stupid no matter how you try to cope and do mental gymnastics around it. In the end, I champion common sense and free speech, and I hope someone learned something today by watching this. We should all be better than this and never stoop to these clowns' levels. As always, thank you for watching, like, subscribe, and share the video if you enjoyed it, and have a wonderful day. We're stronger together than we are apart, and that's what scares cancel culture weirdos like this. So let's all move on and reject these weirdos, and as always, I'll see you in the next one.